American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. A New York judge will delay President-elect Donald Trump's sentencing for his hush money conviction as the incoming president fights to have the conviction dropped. A hearing was slated for November 26th, but that has been canceled. Judge Juan Merchan is now giving Trump's team until December 2nd to file a motion to seek a drop in charges. Prosecutors have until December 9th to file their response. Fox News legal editor Carrie Urban says it's not over.
The case in New York is not over yet, and that's what they're hoping is going to happen. And again, it's a positive step that the judge has agreed to allow them to make their request to throw out the case altogether. Like I said, we know where Bragg's office falls on this because they laid it all out just last week in their letter. They're going to oppose.
Interesting.
And so we have to wait and see what the judge does. And again, I think what he'll end up doing is setting a hearing based on the briefs that both the Trump team and Bragg's office will submit that first week of December, and then we'll go from there.
The wait is over in a key Senate race. In Pennsylvania, Senator-elect Dave McCormick can officially move forward to the Capitol. Madeline Rivera with more.
Pennsylvania's Department of State says it finished the initial count of all votes cast, with the exception of contested ballots. Democrat Bob Casey issued this statement.
I just called Dave McCormick to congratulate him on his election to represent Pennsylvania in the United States Senate. As the first count of ballots is completed, Pennsylvanians can move forward with the knowledge that their voices were heard, whether their vote was the first to be counted or the last.
As Democratic officials in several county election boards voted to count improperly filled out ballots, violating state law.
President-elect Donald Trump nominating former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi for U.S. Attorney General, following former Representative Matt Gaetz's withdrawal from consideration. RNC Chair Michael Whatley praising the pick.
We need a safer communities. We need a safer country. She is going to be able to deliver that.
President-elect Trump says he wants to dismantle the U.S. Department of Education. What would that do to homeschooling in the U.S.? Bronson Woodruff takes a look.
Will Estrada is senior counsel with the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, or HSLDA. He tells AFN his team does not agree with us having a federal education department. Why? One reason is the U.S. Constitution.
The U.S. Constitution obviously says nothing about a federal role in education, and it's a fairly recent newcomer in Washington, D.C., having been created in 1979. So homeschool success has demonstrated that you don't need a top-down approach to education success. The beauty of homeschooling, and now the decades of success and the massive growth we've seen in homeschooling since the COVID-19 pandemic, show that parents know best. You don't need all the administrative bloat, you don't need certifications, and you certainly don't need Washington, D.C. in order to have success when it comes to the education of children.
With the federal education department being in place, all public education in the U.S. has to abide by its rules, which is an open door to whatever overreaching regulations the government wants to push. One negative example we're seeing right now, transgender ideology being pushed on our kids by the Biden administration. Estrada explained homeschooling is, quote, probably the most decentralized form of education currently in place in the United States and probably in the world as well, end quote. In other words, homeschooling largely works out from under the reach of the federal government. Estrada concluded by saying if the U.S. Department of Education is done away with, it may or may not have any effect on people who homeschool. I'm Bronson Woodruff.
There's a new recall involving ground beef.
More than 167,000 pounds of ground beef being recalled over E. coli concerns. The products were distributed to restaurants nationwide and have been linked to several illnesses in Minnesota. Fresh products have a use-by date of November 14th, while frozen products are labeled with production date of October 22nd. The USDA is saying over 100 products manufactured by Detroit-based Wolverine Packaging Company are subject to recall. The ground beef was found to be contaminated by the same E. coli strain linked to onions and some McDonald's quarter pounders in October. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Stocks rose on Wall Street this morning. The S&P 500 was 0.1% higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 233 points, and the NASDAQ Composite slipped 0.2%. For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.